Macmillan Audio presents Beating Heart Baby, written by Leo Min, narrated by Alejandro Ruiz and Jensen Silvio.
I think that I'm bigger than the sound. Cheated hearts, yeah, yeah, yeahs.
Regardless of warnings, the future doesn't scare me at all. Nothing is like before. Simple and clean. Utada Hikaru. Side A. The Sunshower Sessions. Track 1. Summer's over. Now what? I glance at the billboard, an ad for college prep tutors, as it passes by before bringing my gaze down to street level. While Aya navigates traffic, Los Angeles taunts me through my open window. Giant succulents chewing up whole squares of sidewalk, palm trees shooting up into the sky like leafy rockets, corner stores blasting snippets of reggaeton and K-pop and top 40 and rancheras, a city of 1,000 cities. The signs on storefronts changing languages and styles every few blocks. At the red, the car next to us collectively shrieks, "This is my jam!" The bass of Cola Carter's new single shakes the Agumon bobblehead stuck to our dashboard. I wince. Obviously, Cola Carter didn't become a pop star just to get at me. But it's impossible for me to hear her music and not think about Memo's song. The soundtrack of the best and then worst moment of my life. When I close my eyes against the harsh sun, the billboard's afterimage flashes behind my lids. Now what? Aya tilts her head toward the other car. Of course she's going to make a comment about Cola's track. You listen to any of her stuff? I shrug and mumble. I guess. Twisting deeper in my seat, both to get a clearer look at the city unfurling around us, and to avoid the weight of her eyes scanning over me, searching for an opening. When I refuse to give, Aya sighs and cranks up the stereo. We roll down Alvarado as Vince Staples and Kilo Kish call and respond over a cold beat. We only got to LA a couple of days ago, but so much of the city is already familiar. Not because of movies or music videos or social media, but because of Memo. It's the place they grew up, where they maybe still live. And all these things I've only ever imagined, impressions of a sun-soaked life pieced together from our chats, are now streaming past my window. I spent years dreaming of visiting them here, of finally meeting them in person, but I never got the chance. And then they were gone. I've heard that it should take you as long as a relationship lasted to get over it. For 3 years, Memo was the first person I talked to in the morning and the last person I talked to at night. After they ghosted me, I kept up the routine, checking my phone and waiting for their username to blink back online, for their chat window to pop up with a hey or even, I hate you, taking whatever they gave me if it meant an end to the radio silence. But for 3 years, I've been in what Aya generously calls a bad place, spiraling out in school, getting in fights and cutting classes like they didn't matter, because they didn't, because nothing did. Now, I should finally be free. Instead, I've landed right in the middle of the city that reminds me of Memo the most. The thing is, I wouldn't recognize their face if we drove past them. I don't know their real name or what their voice would sound like if they called out mine, but for a long time, Memo was my only real friend. My best friend. They'd understood me in a way no one ever had before or has since. But I don't think I ever told them that. And I'll never have the chance. Aya honks and curses as the car ahead of her changes lanes without signaling. After a few more minutes of tense driving, she pulls over to the curb and clears her throat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?